Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Our Sydney Friday spring experts are online. Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Excellent, mate. And another big day with the De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose. And they're rating the track a good four with the weather we've had in Sydney.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to it, Andrew. It's a sort of like an entree for the main course next weekend, obviously with Epsom Day. But yeah, good competitive racing. Really looking forward to the Golden Rose.
And Brad Gray's joining us as well from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. I think you're onto something there with the track, because we are on a good track here, but a lot of these horses come out of that wet track form from 2 weeks ago. So it's a bit of a trappy little meeting. I found it quite tricky. Hopefully we can still find a couple of winners, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a couple of big form reversals there.
Yeah, this morning Brenton Abdullah rode a horse close to the rail there for as they normally do at Rose Hill, and he felt the track was a good four where they've officially rated it. It really sort of gave way last meeting, but they've had some fine weather, Brad, haven't they, going into this?
Yeah, hopefully that does just compact it there a little bit, because I know that a few of the jocks did say it was quite shifty there at Rose Hill. It's obviously been raced on for a while now. It'll get a break soon. But yeah, hopefully this weather does pull it all together and we're on a nice firm track there and
well,
can get a chance.
All I can say this morning to our listeners is that the guys have got three tips each and they're all in different races. We're going to get six races this morning. So here we go, Brad. Brad, you can go for your first three, and then Simon, you go your last three. So Brad, what about the first for you tomorrow?
Yeah, okay, well, we'll open the batting in the first. Quackerjack, $4.80 with Tab Fixed Odds. I think that's a reasonable price for a horse that just profiles really well for this particular race. He's an unassuming sort of horse that just goes about his business. Mark Newnham trains. I think he's found the perfect race for him here to bring up win number three in his career. He never got a crack at his rivals first up, and despite that interrupted run in the straight, Josh Barr had to throw the handbrake on at the 150. Quackerjack still produced the second fastest last 600 metres split in the race, and the last 200 metres went to the line largely untested, but again clocked the third fastest last 200 metres. So I think he would have gone very, very close if he got to let rip and show what he's truly about there. There was money for him that day too, suggesting he'd run well. I like how this race sets up for him. Brenton Abdullah rides. I think he'll be a lot closer from a good draw. He's in barrier four, and there doesn't look to be a lot of speed here, so hopefully he can just park in behind the speed in what will be potentially an on-speed dominated race. The query for me around the favourite and why you're getting a little bit of value is Gem Song. I think he might, he's a very talented horse, but I think he just might want to touch further than 1,300 metres now. So $4.80, I'm happy to play. That's race one, number three, Quackerjack.
And you might get a bit more than the $4.80 once we get to midday. Don't forget those early bird specials, they kick in from midday. It's between 12 and 8 with Tab Fixed Odds today with those early bird specials. We go then to race three, Brad, the Gloaming.
Yeah, this is a tricky race, the Gloaming, but I think Thinking Big is going to be the play here at the $6 mark. It's not the most conventional preparation you'll ever see resuming here over 1,800 metres, having last raced back in late July. However, I really like what we've seen from this bloke so far. The last time we saw him, he won over 1,500 metres at Rose Hill and was really only getting warm across the line. Of course, he's a brother to Stampede, so this is the kind of trip he's looking for. He maps to really dictate this small field, and if they leave him alone in front, he's shown in the past he can really quicken from that position and proved very hard to run down. He's trialled twice. I thought the latest of those was particularly strong at Wyong. He held off stablemate Cabeza de Vaca, who we know is rock hard fit and been knocking around in weight for age races. So I think that's a reasonable benchmark. You just got to put your faith in Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Bott that they've got him fit enough. But I think he's going to run a very cheeky race here. Race three, number three, Thinking Big.
$6 before the early birds kick in. Have you got a thought on Thinking Big here, Simon?
Yeah, interesting. Not your conventional preparation, as Brad touched on, but you're not going to question the stable there, obviously heading towards a derby with him. But it's an interesting race for him. I sort of have to lean the way of Tarker. I think he brings the best form. But look, there's no spoils at the price. It's an interesting race, only a small field. I think Tavi Run makes for plenty of interest as well, coming up from Victoria, Hugh Bowman book. So it's a small but very interesting affair.
Righto. The last of yours, Brad, appears in the Shannon, race five.
Yeah, race five, Youngster. I am with the favourite. I thought it was absolutely outstanding there first up in the tramway. We're used to seeing a bit of a flat spot from this horse, but that was completely gone there. She really motored to the line, picking up quickly. Her last 600 metres, she broke 33 seconds. That was significantly faster than Lanciato, a horse that we know can run big sectionals. So I think that's a pretty good benchmark, and was really warming up that last 200 metres. I guess the knock here is she might be looking for further than 1,500 metres second up, given she tackled 1,400 metre fresh and she's probably on a Caulfield Cup path, and I can't deny that. However, I'm tipping her class to get her over the line here. I think Arbeatsum and Cabeza de Vaca, the Waterhouse and Bot duo there, do set a reasonable tempo here and set it up for something to run along over the top. 53 and a half kilos on her back, and I think we can just follow her all spring because I think she's very, very good horse here, Andrew. That is race 5, number 6, Youngstar.
Yeah, $3.10 right now, she might be just a live Caulfield Cup down in the weights a little bit, but you know, if she runs well tomorrow, Brad.
She's a really classy animal. I do think the 3 weeks between runs certainly helps her in terms of that little query staying at 1,500 metres.
All right, so they're the three from Brad. He's cleared out races 1, 3, and 5. We're going to flip to Simon Donopoulos now. And Simon, you start in the Group 2 Golden Pendant, race 6.
Yeah, I'll bring it home, Andrew. Pretty keen here. I thought this was easily one of the best bets of the day, Dixie Blossoms. I know a lot will be made of her record at Rose Hill. She's yet to win from 9 starts, but she's ran second 3 times. She's finished third twice, and 5 starts, she's been beaten less than a length. So I wouldn't read too much into that. And just looking at her second up record, it's very, very good. She was only narrowly beaten in the Coolmore. She was chinned in this race last year. She won by 6.5 at Randwick. The only time she sort of hasn't fired second up was in the Scirocco in 2016, but she went to the line completely untested on that occasion. Was only beaten 3.5 lengths. As mentioned, narrow second to her stablemate Daisy Doom in this race last year, and now meets her 2.5 kilos better off at the weights. She was enormous first up in the tramway against the boys, only narrowly beaten there. Back against her own sex, she gets into a lovely spot from the draw. I think she gets 3 back, 1 out in the running line. I think she's going to be extremely hard to beat. More than happy to take the price on offer. Interesting to see what they do. Bet at midday, I'll be hanging out for that price and taking it. I think she's going to be very hard to beat tomorrow. Race 6, number 3, Dixie Blossoms.
Yeah, 5.50 is where it is, but we'll wait for midday, those early birds to kick in, and we'll wait and see. Have you got a thought on the pendant, Brad?
Yeah, it's a tricky race. You go back through these mares races, and this particular crop in particular, it's run-of-the-race stuff. There's very little between them, but I do concede that Dixie Blossoms was outstanding there in the tramway, and we know what we're going to get from her. She's such an honest horse, but the one that interests me is Champagne Cuddles. I did tip her there last time, and she might have been a little bit disappointing, but maybe back on top of the ground, she'll improve. But I think she's a really classy animal. Maybe just worth one more chance, Champagne Cuddles.
Righto, race 7 tomorrow at 10-4 is the big one of the day. The $1 million De Bordeley Wines Golden Rose. Longleaf has come out. It's going to the Guineas Prelude Sunday week. How's the pace in the race, Simon? And then give us your tip.
Yeah, it looks strong speed, Andrew. Generally with the Golden Rose, they are high pressure. Can't remember the last time it wasn't, and expect similar there tomorrow. Denawi looks to come across. Sambar, blinkers on first time. They want to be urgent. Obviously, Jonker, that's the one question mark. He gets blinkers off. I think that's to sort of make sure he gets the 1,400, but he's got speed. He obviously kicks up. Zusane shouldn't be too far away from the inside draw. And Graf as well, and Tchaikovsky, they won't want to give it away. So I think there's plenty of pressure here, which certainly plays it beautifully for the Autumn Sun. I'm very keen on his chances tomorrow. I think he'll start favourite in the race. He's already had a bit of a trim up overnight into 390, but imagine could continue to go that way. Interesting to see what does happen at midday, but very keen on his chances. I think he sets up beautifully here. I love the fact he's back in trip. Looks a high-pressure race. He's just going to bludge out the back there for Kieran McAvoy. I think he gets into a good spot from the draw. I don't think it's too big a concern for him, and he'll peel him out into the straight. I think he'll be too strong. Just on Graf, the one query for me, whether he will get a strong 1,400 metres, just on his breeding, obviously by Star Witness. And on the dam side, nothing really there to suggest he'll relish to step up in trips. So that's the one concern for me, whereas the Autumn Sun, you've got no concerns. He'll run a strong 1,400. And while he has been adaptable on a heavy track, I'm confident he'll be a lot better on top of the ground there tomorrow. I think he'll be too good for him. I think he's clearly the best horse in the race. I think he'll win tomorrow, and I think he's going to be very hard to beat in the Caulfield Guineas. Race 7, number 2, the Autumn Sun.
And Brad Gray, I should have get your thoughts in the race.
He sounds bullish, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Simmer, gee whiz, the Autumn Sun's already home. Yeah, I think it's a really tricky race. As I kind of touched on at the top of the program, you've got a lot of these horses coming back from wet track runs. I know a horse like Lean Mean Machine, has he been a little bit underestimated? But I am with Graf, just because I think he's the horse that has been there and done it. You can speculate all you like about how good Zusane potentially is. Lean Mean Machine, you want to see him do it again. And then The Autumn Sun is obviously a very classy horse, but 1,400 metres, maybe some query. So I am with Graf, but it's more so for a, by a default position without taking any great deal of confidence into the race.
Well, at the moment, Graf 340, Tab fixed odds. The Autumn Sun 390, Lean Mean Machine 550, and Zusane at 750. We wait for midday to see what prices they open up there with the early bird specials. Simon, you like one in the Gow Gates, race 8.
Yeah, I think the Tab have spoke to the programmers here. Racing New South Wales getting a 2,000 metre race as the last race. Going to be tricky to see a favourite get home and continue that streak. I'm with Roman S down in the weights for the Jared McLean stable. Each way all day for me. He gets in very well here. He's come out of two fast races over the mile at Moonee Valley. He'll certainly relish a step up to 2,000 metres on Saturday. Finished third, only narrowly beaten in the Warrnambool Cup last preparation, and he's ticking along beautifully here. I think he gets into a good spot from the draw. It's a wide open affair, but more than happy to back him each way. Interesting to see, I'd imagine the Sydney Ringer want to take him on, but certainly want to be in his corner. No knock on the Chris Waller runners in the race. It's an open race, but I think Romanesque, that form behind the Avengers, should stack up well here. So race 9, number 15, Romanesque.
Yeah, $10 before the early birds kick in. The Lord Mayor is the favourite at this stage at $5. All right, so running through them from Brad Gray at Racing New South Wales, 1-3 Quackerjack, 3-3 Thinking Big, and 5-6 Young Star, and he liked Graf in the Golden Rose. And Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports, 6-3 Dixie Blossoms, 7-2 The Autumn Sun, and 9-15 Romanesque at $10.